by in the summer.
You're listening to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380 and Team1380.net. Now back to Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Sweater vest, y'all. Sweater vest, y'all. Sweater vest, y'all. Go, go, go. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. Sweater vest, y'all. Sweater vest, y'all. She's been gone since that summer. Since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they speak in Spanish. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see.
The reason I handed you that email, Kat, this is an internal show dialogue right now, but we'll just have to have it on the air, is because I'm wondering if it's really from the person. Is that the same address? Because I know you.
No.
That is not him.
No.
Okay.
I was going to text him to find out.
No.
Are you covering for him?
No, it's not.
It's not. All right. I believe you now. I had to three.
Plus, I don't think anyone would even question that.
What's that? Whether or not it was his real email address or what?
No, whether the subject matter of the interview was worthy or not.
I see. What do we got? Oh, yeah, the take you guys email that. It's a very special edition of the take you guys email of the day because producer Joe's 30th birthday is here. August 11th. 1979, what a magical day it was in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yep, very special. Was meant to be born on August 10th.
Meant to be.
It's kind of hung on for another couple of hours.
Some people would say I was due. Others would say...
It was meant to be born that day. Didn't happen, though. Would have loved to have spent my birthday yesterday in San Jose and Phoenix's airport with a bunch of unhappy people.
Who was unhappy?
Everyone around me in the airport. I don't know. They had their flights delayed and crap.
Were you on the Athletica flight?
Or
you on
no, flight? Because remember, my flight got changed. So they
you
flew
had a totally
out,
different flight.
Yep. They flew out early in the morning, and I flew out later in the day.
What'd you do all day?
I got up, went to the airport, hopped on a flight, sat at Burbank for a while.
So you went to San Jose, to Burbank,
to Phoenix, to St. Louis.
Oh.
On the way there, I went St. Louis, Las Vegas, Ontario.
Oh, my God.
To San Jose.
I don't think they threw you off the team flight because they're afraid you're going to creep on the strikers.
No, no. Used my ticket so they could bring another player on the trip, Doug. It was all good. Yeah. I mean, there's no problem there.
I would just hate for you to find out later there were like 10 open seats on the plane.
No.
That'd hurt.
I did a little research.
That'd hurt, Jack.
There's not a lot of open seats anymore in my experience.
Never are.
Flight from Phoenix to St. Louis was very, very good. I had the whole row to myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Late night, though.
Yeah. That's brutal. Hey, we're giving away two passes to see ESPN's X Games 3D, the movie, on Tuesday, August 18th at Ronnie's 20 Talkies. They also call it Ronnie's 20 Cine. Also, we're giving away two passes to Six Flags. How do you do?
Hello.
Six Flags. St. Louis offers a heart-pounding lineup of roller coasters. The Boss, the Screaming Eagle, the Ninja, the Black Belt of roller coasters. Mr. Freeze, and of course, the Batman ride. I don't like that they didn't include... The Evel Knievel ride in there. It's my favorite, personally.
It's a nice little roller coaster.
It's a nice wooden roller coaster.
Can you get a turkey leg at that spot?
Yeah. Big ones, too.
Everyone pays kids' prices, $31 plus tax at Schnucks locations, and two VIP passes to the InsideSTL.com Summerfest this Saturday at Bar 101. Everything gets underway at noon with sand volleyball tournament. We have beer pong tournaments. We have washers tournaments. We have a chicken weeding eating contest. Mm. We have a watermelon eating contest.
What are you, Sergeant Slaughter?
What?
I beg your pardon?
I thought I sent some denture slippage.
Yes, I have dentures.
You've got wine, women, and thongs.
Will you? Bikini contest, bikini volleyball.
Yeah.
Bree Olson, producer Joe likes Bree Olson's tweets.
She tweeted last night, I guess, at some point that she wasn't feeling too good.
And what did she want?
I think she's getting, well, not necessarily done that. Her health wasn't up to par.
She tweeted.
Yes.
That she wasn't feeling too well. She lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She said, any man here in Fort Wayne want to come over and have sex with me?
No,
she tweeted. I swear to you, that's what she tweeted.
She's
our judge.
Guys from all over the Midwest were driving furiously to Fort Wayne.
Yeah, it looked like the end of the scene of Field of Dreams.
She had one last week when she was down in Florida filming something or other, and there was a picture of the pool, and it says, I'm having action down there tonight. Not sure with who yet, but I will be having action down there. Something along those lines.
Well, good for her.
I mean, somebody could have sex with her at our event. We ought to make that part of it.
You might need her permission.
She and will,
it
though.
It's starting to sound like prostitution.
No, I'm not saying. She just will. She's just very randy.
Randy?
Yeah.
It's a shame she has to work that night.
You're going to have Randy Jackson from American Idol as a judge at your thing?
Nice.
Cat's out of the bag. Surprise.
Thanks.
Cat's out of the bag. So that's what we have for you coming up on Saturday at Bar 101 in Soulard. It's going to be big doings. Producer Joe's on a sand volleyball team with the governor, I understand.
Yep.
Bump, set, spike. Bump, set, spike.
Hey, guys, I don't get it. What's going on with red shorts and faces in trunks? Speaking of trunks, one time I was in Central Michigan and I saw Mateen Cleaves shopping for a new car at Uncle Herb's used car lot, and I talked to him. I'm really excited about the new Schnucks opening downtown, but I can't shop there because I'm not eating since I'm not pool ready yet. I was at Cabela's last week and saw this guy in the fishing department. He told me that one time he went fishing and Tom Wallace was there with Ricky the Steamboat Dragon. That was cool. All right, guys, just wanted to say hi. Charlie Marlowe.
Charlie Marlowe.
He'll be in next week.
Oh, wait, who is that?
That was Charlie Marlowe.
Charlie Marlowe.
Hey, guys, I think the correct answer at wide receiver is producer Joe. He's been on the receiving end of some explosive offenses in the past. And his experience is just what the Rams are looking for. Thank you, the Estebanian Donut Maker.
Sure, Estebanian Donut
Maker. It's actually Tommy Wingermuley in the file room.
Tommy Wingermuley.
Wait, Estebanian's Donut Maker?
Turns out to be Tommy Wingermuley. So some people aren't using their actual names. Tommy Wingermuley.
Wingbermuley.
Wingbermuley.
Dear Mr. Vaughn, thank you for inquiring about our service. The $500 covers any ride at any theme park in the country. Whenever you encounter a line, just scream as loud as you can. I'm not standing in this line. I demand to get on this ride right now. Don't worry if they don't let you on or throw you out of the park. We will fight for you. Thank you. ThemeParkDeals.com.
Ah, did not know about that service. Thank you.
Daily Corn, a.k.a. Big Papa Bell.
Big Papa Bell.
Doug, can you switch the old plain vanilla pudding you keep in the attic to chocolate, please? We'd like to eat that before we come down for our daily fun and games. Thank you, the raccoons.
Oh, no.
Who's that from?
Justin in Columbia.
I don't even write it down.
It's good.
Hey, guys, I was relieved to learn from one of your astute callers that a little girl was not really kicked in the face during the WWE show. Just like I was relieved to find out that Arnold Schwarzenegger was not really melted at the end of Terminator 2, and Wayne Knight was not really eaten by a dinosaur in Jurassic Park. Too bad about those kids in the Blair Witch movie, though.
Yeah, they really got it, because that was a documentary.
It was. War listeners against all odds managing to actually make the show even less intelligent. Jay Nicola.
Jay Nicola.
Leader in the clubhouse. Hey, guys, love the show. Guys cannot be bisexual. If you prefer to be the lucky Pierre, isn't that considered bisexual? Thank you. Joe's birthday present comes from Milt Thompson's tongue bath.
Milt Thompson's tongue bath.
Dear short stack muscle cat and the great Vaughn. So, Tim, your nickname was Buttass. I guess you really are what you eat. So, Kat, your family was too cheap to go to Disney World. I guess you really are Jewish. So, Doug, you still let them name you as part of the show. I guess you really are going senile. I think what bothers me the most is that every time Tim calls it Ronnie's 20 talkies, I giggle like a schoolgirl. I need help. David the Duke Ellington.
David the Duke Ellington.
Guys, this is in reference to the discussion, Doug, on where the best place is to get shot.
Yes.
Guys, it's obvious the best place to get shot is in the back of the throat. Thanks.
What?
Producer Joe. KG in O-Town.
That sounded dirty, Phil.
If I could have read the whole email, it would be the leader of the clubhouse. Hey, Joe. I know emailers give you a hard time, but I wanted to wish you a happy birthday and point out a few positive things about being 30. Number one, receiving regular prostate exams from an actual proctologist. Number two, not getting hit on by cougars that are unaware of your sexual preference. Number three, a Portuguese soccer player named Cristiano Ronaldo, who happens to be Portuguese, prefers the company of older gentlemen. Happy birthday, Joe. That comes from the Gerald Perry Dingleberry.
Gerald Perry Dingleberry.
It's awfully nice of him.
Oh, we got a special birthday wish on the line. Yes.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
This is a man who knows a lot about birthdays since he has six a year. Mike Lee.
Going on.
Hey, it's producer Joe's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, when you throw that baseball, tell Scott Wong to say hi for me.
I will do that.
I got a picture with Scott Wong.
Yeah, he's not.
I met him in 2004 at the last playoff. I tell him he homered for me.
And he did. He hit it off of Roger Clemens. Wow, that's very Babe Ruth-esque.
The last playoff of 2004.
Yep, Game 7 against the Astros.
I was there. I got a picture with Scott Rowan.
Nice.
Good.
And yeah, I told him he home run for me, and he did it.
I heard that.
Yep.
Echo. And we go World Series that day.
And Rico Wojcik was there. Yes.
No, Albert Pujols spend time with Scott Rowan right now.
What are they doing?
They spend time together.
What are they doing while they spend time together?
They're going to spend time and going out to eat. The friend, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where do they go to eat? Steak and Shake by chance?
No. I don't know. They're going to eat the one out of Garden.
At the Olive Garden. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, multimillionaires usually eat there.
Chesapeake stuff. These,
Yeah, they got breadsticks and salad. Endless supply.
Bottomless salads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Andy Ben lived right by me, too.
Andy Benes does. Dandy Beans.
Live in a high-rent district, Mike.
I like that Andy Benes. He's a big man. He's a very big man.
He lived by the duo, not too far.
Well, we all have stories.
I know where he at, too.
Yeah, leave him alone, though.
You know?
I think Andy Benes lives near...
Terrell Buckley, doesn't he?
No.
I see him the other day. I went up there.
You went up and saw him? You visited the home again?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He lives near Al McGinnis, I think.
Chopper,
I think
name. Number two. Mike, we got to go. Joe's birthday party's about to start. Ozzy's going to be there. All right. Birthday wishes for Mike Lee right in the middle of the ticket.
That's awfully nice of him, man.
That was very nice.
Sweet action.
Kind of felt like he was tooting on his own horn on the Scott Rowland hit a home run for him, though. I mean, I think that's what the call was really about.
Taking credit for something like that.
Guys, for once, just for today, I think we should lay off the criticism of producer Joe. I think we can all agree none of us thought he'd make it to the age of 30, and we should celebrate this accomplishment. Huh? With everything out there that could have ended his run, from liver disease and slippery Lafayette Square stairs to errant soccer balls and STDs, it's good to see him overcome adversity and keep going strong. So let's all lay off the gay pool party jokes for one day and take time to wish Joe happy birthday. Johnny Lode. Sincere message.
That was very nice of him.
He
Thank
also
you.
Says, "War the cat of all people giving Doug crap for being cheap." That seems like an anti-Semitic message. That's what it seems like.
Isn't it, though?
I'm just saying, if Doug didn't like standing in line, you know, you pay the extra $50 we found out. Kids right to the front. No.
Tim, I'm here.
Putting for me.
Tim, I'm here. When does Joey want his present? Thanks, Sean Dunstan.
Oh.
Rusty Michener, HOF.
Sean Dunstan.
But you got to listen to the first segment. Hey, guys, love the show. I'd like to volunteer to be Joe's birthday present because I've got something that works every time. Thanks, Billy D. Williams. Comes from Milt Thompson's tongue bath.
So Colt 45 would hit the spot.
Guys, don't be so hard on Sergeant Slaughter. He's not the worst public speaker ever. Thanks. The email of the day contest anytime Tim is gone.
It's really good.
Watch Sergeant Slaughter substituting for Stan Hrabowski the next time the Cardinals play in Canada. Rusty Michener.
I don't get that last line.
Because the cat says he nicknamed Al Stan.
Oh, there we go.
Happened earlier in the show.
Yeah. That's a callback. That's right. Thank you, Joe.
That's a callback that I didn't catch.
I forgot it myself.
You guys just had a hand. You had forgotten it yourself. That's good.
I was like, Stan sounds familiar. I'm not even going to bother thinking about it. I'm too tired.
Desert scene.
Fornication. I'm sorry. It just starts fornication. That's all you know to say. That's how the email starts. Fornication. I'm sorry for an occasion such as Joe's 30th birthday. I thought it would be nice to jot a little poem for Joey, so here it goes.
Oh, wow. It's a nice treat.
Soccer balls, sweaters, sausage, and a synonym for a certain fluid that I cannot repeat on non-satellite radio.
Just say blank.
Blank that rhymes with ooh.
Thank you.
Oh.
I think of when speaking of you. Today is your birthday, the big 3-0, perhaps a party, but you yell no. What to get a boy who wants not a lot? I came up with options. Here's what I got. The cat could buy you a big Mountain Dew. He won't spend a lot because he's a Jew. Doug's gift could be really quite scary, taking you home and letting you meet Harry. Tim could allow you to drill a hole in the wall so you can watch him undress while kneading your balls. But you want nothing, not even a cake. Just a discussion makes your head ache. But in the end, you won't be mad. Happy birthday, Pierre. Love, Josh and Brad.
Oh.
Comes from Danny Hallgren in the IT department.
Sure it does. Danny Hallgren.
He's in the IT.
Doug
IT.
Was confused about taking me home to see Harry, forgetting that he was John Lithgow and right. Harry and the Hendersons.
These are subtle references that the listeners are more soundly in tune with the show than we are. Guys, this is just a little story. Back in 1972, when Disney World first opened, my dad actually beat up Mickey Mouse after he refused to take a picture with me. This after standing there waiting patiently while other kids got their pictures with Mickey. As I came up to him, he said, "I'm going on effing break, and I'm hotter than S." I started crying, and my dad ran over and beat the crap out of the man in the Mickey Mouse suit. Security came and took us all to the office. Once they found out the story, they fired the guy on the spot. Looking back, I feel bad for the guy, as it was near 95 degrees that day. Just thought I would share. The Beer Man.
That sounds like a true story.
I think it was a legitimate anecdote.
The Beer Man.
Hey, guys, can I get on this gala? I would really like to win those Six Flags tickets so that I could locate Doug's son's phone.
Yeah, still missing.
I would then use the phone to call Doug and convince him that I am indeed his son and really need for him to give me his credit card number. Game over. You would never hear from me again. Thank you. Bizarro T-Mac, a.k.a. Larry Bigby's Bigby.
Larry Bigby's Bigby.
And finally, another Hall of Famer has chimed in. He only comes out for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
P-Hump of the P-Hump All-Stars.
P-Hump All-Stars.
Yeah, I like when the guests stop by for the program. For the program. This is the name of the sick beat that he has constructed.
We got you.
Mike Lee never gets his chance to pitch, relegated to Ding Dong Ditch. That Doug Vaughn sure makes me laugh, though caller Rudy still needs a bath. For the program. For the program. Sports show producer by the name of Joe. Today is birthday, the big 3-0. Always called gay, but his skin is thick, even though those emailers had never been with a chick. Likes to drink and may pass out, but he knows what the world is all about. Loves some soccer because it's cool. Chills on the weekend at the Soulard Pool. Chicks in the Lou have a lot of girth. Congrats to Joe on the day of his birth. P-Hump of the P-Hump All-Stars.
Very timely.
H-O-F. And that's what we have for the ticket, guys. Email of the day. What you got?
We had a lot of good ones. I like
Great Americans chimed in today.
KG and O-Town being shot, maybe the best, but just a little over the top. Esteban Yon's donut maker was very good. I liked Justin in Columbia for his raccoons email. Jay Nicola, very good. But I'm going P-Hump because I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
You do. P-Hump was good. Big Papa and Belle was good. Tommy Wimbermuley wasn't bad. I'm going to go with Danny Hallgren in the IT department for
Danny
his little
Hallgren gets Doug's vote. I thought the best emailer was, without question, even though there were some great ones, I thought this one was Albert Pujols in a great lineup. Jay Nicola is my vote, personally.
Well, what do we do now? We got three votes. And
you got a birthday
different.
Boy.
There's no way to solve the tie.
There really
isn't. I don't see any way out of this one.
And I really got to...
Joe will give an independent vote. Chances are, with as many good emails as we had, we'll have four separate votes.
Joe, just
what
do what you
do?
Always
what will
do.
We
just
do?
Consider it independently. Give each email its due, and then just come up with what you think is right.
You know, weighing all of the options, I thought that Danny Hallgren was really good.
Yes,
I thought,
he was.
So you're going with Danny Hallgren?
I thought P-Hump was really, really good as well.
P-Hump, you're going with P-Hump then.
But considering being able to bring in everything that the show encapsulates, I got to go with Jay Nicola.
Jay Nicola is just taking cannot us. Continue.
Jay Nicola took the pot down.
Are you dating a club owner?
Jay Nicola has taken this pot down.
Why did a cat and I even vote? Why do we vote? Why do we even vote?
You got yes boss over here.
We don't need to vote.
I'm my own man.
When Tim says I can be.
Congratulations to Jay Nicola. Two passes to see ESPN's X Games 3D, the movie, on Tuesday, August 18th at Ronnie's 20 Talkies. That's for you, David the Duke. And two passes to Six Flags and two VIP passes to this Saturday's InsideSTL.com SummerFest.
I feel bad for Hallgren.
In the IT?
Yes.
You'll be drinking for free all day, Mr. Nicola. Congratulations. Thank producer Joe on his 30th birthday. It's the ticket guy's email of the day winner, Jay Nicola. Time for us to shut this program down. Producer Joe, big birthday gala for you coming up. What
Yay!
Do you got? There it is, producer Yay! Joe on the birthday for David Klein. Our intern Alex and our intern Brian. We have two of them now. We're expanding. Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug, and Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and my brother Kevin. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the ITD Morning After on Team 13.